Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So while I was dealing with the whole issue of Gradpalooza, we got a little bit busy Florida Man. So let's dive into it. All right. So first off, this is just actually kind of funny. This is WFLA. I don't like this headline immediately. Shark gets out of water, bites a man fishing off a dock in the Florida Keys. A dude was attacked by a shark fishing in the Keys, Monroe County. 35-year-old victim was on a dock, Summerlin Key. The attack happened about 8 p.m. The shark got out of the water and bit him on his foot. Now, here's where the news story does not deliver. How? The water is the shark's house. How did it leave its house and get to where this dude was on a dock? Bit his ankle. This is the second type attack like this in the Keys in recent days. Thursday, a 20-year-old got bitten in the lake spearfishing. Woo! You've heard me talk about my friends at Kel-Tec for years, and it's because I really believe in them as a company and as innovators. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond, like with the Kel-Tec P50, a revolutionary award-winning pistol that packs a punch in a compact package. The Kel-Tec P50 is perfect for home defense, for range shooting, or just even having some fun. And with its top-mounted Picatinny rail, you can easily attach your favorite optics or accessories to make it truly yours. Whether you are a seasoned shooter or you're just starting out, the Kel-Tec P50 is the perfect pistol for anyone looking for power and precision in a compact and easy-to-use package. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond. Learn more about the P50 pistol at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
But also, if you have to go there, let's support the local community as we prepare to change the political landscape. We didn't end here overnight. It was because of the election, so we have to prepare for the next election so we can get rid of him once and for all. The othering that we have seen
Derek Johnson.
By Trump, not by him, is not only un-American.
President of the NAACP. Who they were mad. They've issued a travel warning for Florida saying, surprisingly, there's no mention of gators.
Weird.
Right? I mean, there is, if you were going to issue a travel warning for Florida, it would be like, watch them puddles, y'all, because there's some gators in every little body of water there. Welcome back to the program. Your lovable curmudgeon, Dana Lash here. Listen coast to coast, stream the show, channel 347 Direct TV. So this dude, president of the NAACP, says, talking about this travel advisory that they've extended for Florida, saying the state is openly hostile towards African Americans under Governor DeSantis's administration. They're saying that apparently Black Americans need to be careful about traveling to Florida. Because why? They said it was in direct response to his attempts to erase Black history and restrict diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, racist programs in Florida schools. Remember, they did not want, they thought, and I didn't know that this was something that the NAACP, I guess the NAACP supported teaching Black school kids how same-sex individuals have intercourse in graphic detail. Like with the queer theory stuff that they were promoting in schools, that was the thing. I mean, are they aware of some of the stuff that was being promoted out there? I mean, I can't even show you. We'll get in so much trouble. If we try to show you, we're going to get a call. The simulcast will get a call from DirecTV. Like, the DirecTV will call the first and ask why we're showing pornography. And then if I describe it in any detail, I'm going to get a call from, oh my gosh, how many programming directors? Hundreds of programming directors across the country asking me why they're going to have to pay a decency fine for the FCC now. That's how bad it is. But hey, you know what? They can teach Black school kids that. That was part of the Black queer theory that they were promoting as some sort of academics in Florida, which doesn't have anything to do with math. I mean, I guess if you're counting like penises, I guess like here's one, here's two. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out in what way they can justify that and say, wow, this is academic. It's not. This is weird. They were trying to say that it was hostile. Interestingly enough, Black Americans are pretty much where everybody else is on this. That is why you have all these parent groups that are, they're so threatened from these parent groups, because these parent groups have been led by Black and white, Democrat and Republican families who are, you know, they understand this stuff. They're upset about what is being taught in classrooms, and they decided to unify on this common purpose and go forth. And that really threatened the groupthink at these, you know, institutions and schools, you know, the teachers' unions, etc. And so that's it, for them to put that out, I think. And they're doing this because they're expecting DeSantis to announce. That's, you know, the other reason why they're doing this. I mean, if you think about it, no one honestly thinks that DeSantis is racist. I mean, he's not a racist guy. I mean, this is such a, I think that's, it's racist to falsely accuse someone of such moral, I mean, what's a sin? It's a sin to accuse someone, falsely accuse someone of such a sin. And I think that it has been so abused, this accusation by the left, that it doesn't get any traction anymore. That's the first thing that the Al Sharptons and, you know, the race hustlers of the left say. Oh, well, you disagree with us, so it's racist. This is racist. You disagree. Oh, it's racist. That's constantly what people are hearing. They're so tired of it. And so they have this formal travel notice. It says Florida is openly hostile towards African-Americans, people of color, alphabet individuals. Before traveling to Florida, please understand the state of Florida devalues and marginalizes the contributions, etc. Again, they're doing this because they're expecting him to announce this week. You know, I was reading, this is over Florida Voice News, tourism numbers are up for Florida. The unemployment rate is lower than the national rate at 2.6%. And they've seen a record number of tourists for the first quarter of 2023. Almost 38 million tourists. In just the first quarter, highest ever recorded. And they said that overseas travel, according to the governor's office, is perilously close to full recovery since the pandemic. Everything is up. Everything's at a record. So that seems like that's pretty significant. This is just race baiting misinformation. And shame on this group for doing this. Everything, that's all they do anymore. If you don't disagree with them, it's racist. They don't actually explore the policies that are promoted by the party that they vote for lockstep, that actually do more to hurt their community than help. But, you know, when you're power adjacent and you'd rather sell out your community so that you can be adjacent to power, that's, you know, it doesn't mean anything. But, you know, what's interesting, though, too, is isn't one of the board members, hold on, let me pull this up. From what I understand, what's his name? One of the board members, Leon Russell. I guess, is he going to have to move because he lives there? He lives in Florida. Leon Russell lives in Florida. Huh. So what are you going to do if you live there already? The chairman of the NAACP lives in Tampa, proudly advertises it on his social media profiles. So if there's, I'm confused. So he's on board with issuing a travel advisory for the state in which he lives. Is he going to move? Where is he going to move to? Oh my gosh, don't tell him about Chicago. Holy cow. Don't tell Leon Russell and all of the other members on the board of the NAACP about Chicago. Did you see, by the way, the number of people shot there over the weekend alone? Whew. And it's incredibly sad.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I got to tell you guys a story about this weekend. Kane, do not let me forget this, because my stepdad tried to buy Budweiser and we almost had a throwdown in a Kroger. So, dude, just hold up. All right. So anyway, Anheuser, I can't believe I forgot to share that with you guys. Anheuser-Busch loses its 100% Alphabet Plus rating over its Bud Light debacle. Who cares? We're going to give you a rating based on how we decide to have sex with other people. It's beer. You drink it. That's it. You drink the beer. That's all you do. It's the largest advocacy group for alphabet rights. They've suspended their equality and inclusion rating. Because they didn't like the handling. Nobody liked it. So that, you know, I'm just so goofy. Pedophile Jeffrey Epstein had threatened to expose Bill Gates' 2010 affair with a Russian bridge player. after Gates refused to participate in a multi-billion dollar quote-unquote charitable fund with J.P. Morgan. Now, do you remember when his wife announced that she was divorcing him? Remember that? So, yeah. So Melissa Gates said that she was divorcing her husband. She was divorcing Bill Gates. And she just, you know, she hinted at, you know, maybe some infidelities or something like that. And, you know, they didn't really fight it out publicly, but her statement was pretty caustic. And so now this comes out. Apparently, Epstein used his knowledge of Gates's 2010 affair. He was married to his wife at the time, Melissa Gates. It was this Russian bridge player who, if I'm being honest, is just not attractive. He had an affair with this chick. And Epstein found out and was apparently holding it over his head. And that's a story that came out over the weekend. Very interesting. I mean, how close do you got to be with a guy when they find out stuff like that about you, right? I mean, how close do you have to be with a guy for them to find this out? Just saying. Also, according to the BBC, granddad's grenade killed a U.S. man and injured some teens. An Indiana man was killed and his two children injured after a hand grenade that they found in their grandfather's belongings exploded, say police. It happened Saturday evening northwest of Indianapolis. Police believe someone pulled the pin on the device. The father was killed. His 14-year-old son and 18-year-old daughter suffered shrapnel wounds. Both were taken to the hospital. The bomb squad was called to the scene to check if any other explosives were at the house. That's just crazy. They said the vast majority of grenades and other, you know, ordnance like this found in private homes are inert, meaning they're drilled out, like the one that we have on our desk. It's drilled out. And they said that, you know, some of these are aging U.S. war veterans. And they said that, you know, sometimes there's some unexpected and dangerous souvenirs amongst the belongings. That's sad. It is very sad. And Hunter Biden flew in a private jet to Arkansas to plead poverty in his child support hearing.
Come on.
That's a real story. This was in Branson School, California. This is so infuriating. We had a cycling race just recently. And then now we have this situation with a transgender athlete. A boy who identifies as a girl who went to the finals and dislodged a female athlete from being able to compete because he took her spot. He goes by the name of Athena Ryan. He transitioned from male to female. He's been running in the boys team for Sonoma Academy for just the past, like, what, year and a half. He's a junior. He participated in the varsity 1600 meter finals. And that's the mile race, by the way. I used to run the mile and 2 mile. He said he dropped 17 seconds on his season best in 2 weeks. He was boasting about his new personal best. He finished second in the girls race. And one female athlete lost a spot. And she was on video giving the thumbs down. And so he gave this interview and he's like, and he looks like a dude. He can grow your hair long. You just look like a long haired dude. I mean, he looks like a guy. And he beat her. He ended up beating this girl and she was visibly upset. She gave a thumbs down during the medal presentation. And the Independent Council on Women's Sports posted video of the female that he beat giving the thumbs down. And he's, you know, he's just... this is shocking to me. It's cost this woman a spot on the going to state. She was very unhappy. And it was Adeline Johnson. She was the one who was kicked down a spot. And so she gave a thumbs down race. So you have a guy who's presenting as female who ends up kicking this and she kicking this girl down. That's so, it's sad. And that's not the only thing. I mean, not only you had the cycling, let me pull this up. This is Western Journal. You had this cycling. I don't follow cycling, I'll be honest. But there were two women who took second and third place in a Colorado cycling race. And they took a stand because a man who was claiming to be a woman won first place. Leslie Mumford, he is a man who cosplays as a woman. He won the 100-mile race, beating out 13 women in his age group, the 40 to 49 age group. And when he went to the winner's podium, when they were going to give them their awards or their medals, he was standing alone because the women who won second and third place just didn't show. And I wouldn't either. If I'm being perfectly honest, would you show up? I wouldn't. Neither the second place Lindsey Crete or third place Michelle Van Sickle explained why they skipped the ceremony, according to the New York Post, who also had a write-up on this. But they, I mean, he, in this guy was, he was like, I just don't know why the women wouldn't stand next to me. He wrote on Instagram, he goes, quote, I have no idea why so many people bailed before the podiums, but they did. I swear I wasn't the only one in my age group. I'm looking at a picture of this dude. Have you seen this, Kane? Because it looks like a dude.
It is a dude.
Because it's, but I mean, he also looks, it's like he doesn't take any effort to not look like a dude.
Right.
He has dude legs. He's got dude arms. He's built like a dude. He looks like a dude. I mean, he shaves because he's got stubble. There was a non-binary category, but the guys who cosplay as women, they want to race with the chicks. They want to race as women. They never, ever use the non-binary category for this. They prefer to race against the female athletes. This is not going to stop until women stop competing in races where men are allowed to compete like this. That's it. I mean, it is misogyny for a man to call himself a woman. It's misogyny for a man to compete against women. It is misogyny for a man to expect that a woman welcome him to the sisterhood just because he cosplays with cosmetic features. It's misogynistic, and they're enabling this. I wouldn't show up either, would you? I wouldn't show up. Imagine working your whole life and then you're robbed here like this.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.